Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 15 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Delays and Distance. David Jackman said, "Seeming delays frequently have the greater purpose of refining and deepening our faith." Our text today is Joshua 3, verses 1 through 6. It reads, "Then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Shittim. And they came to the Jordan, he and all the people of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. At the end of 3 days, the officers went through the camp and commanded the people, 'As soon as you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God being carried by the Levitical priests, then you shall set out from your place and follow it. Yet there shall be a distance between you and it, about 2,000 cubits of length. Do not come near it, in order that you may know the way you shall go, for you have not passed this way before.' Then Joshua said to the people, 'Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.' And Joshua said to the priests, 'Take up the Ark of the Covenant, and pass on before the people.' So they took up the Ark of the Covenant, and went before the people." Nobody likes delays. I don't know a single person who loves to wait. I believe our society is more impatient than it has ever been. We want our food ready in less than 5 minutes, the traffic light to change in 5 seconds, and our problems to go away instantly. How quickly do you get frustrated when your internet connection isn't as fast as you expected? Impatience causes us to overcomplicate everything. Our unwillingness to wait also costs us the ability to enjoy the present. It reinforces negative emotions and leaves people frustrated. It also causes many people to rush into mistakes. Thomas Jefferson once said, "Delay is preferable to error." Joshua 3 records the people of Israel finally reaching their destination after 40 years of wilderness wanderings. They finally came to the Jordan River and set up camp just opposite the Promised Land. Then they must wait for 3 days. For 72 hours, they hear the rushing waters of the Jordan. For 4,320 minutes, they have experienced the waters of the Jordan outside of its banks. If the waiting isn't stressful enough, they probably feel tense when they hear the game plan for crossing the flooded river. Their priest must carry the Ark of the Covenant and step into the fast-moving river. Then the people are to follow them from a great distance. Can you imagine being in that group of people and waiting to finally reach your promised land? The anticipation, mixed with frustration, must have been at an all-time high. If we approach times of waiting with patience, God can use them for great moments of spiritual preparation. God has a way of growing our faith during moments of great obstacles and long delays. In Joshua 3:5, with 1 day of waiting remaining, Joshua tells the people to consecrate themselves. Being set apart takes time. Holiness doesn't happen in our lives instantaneously. Spiritual preparation is a gradual development. Following Jesus requires steady focus. At the end of their 3-day preparation to cross the Jordan, the people of Israel are told to wait in one last very small but very important way. They must wait for the Ark of the Covenant to cross the Jordan ahead of them. The Ark of the Covenant was a symbol of God's presence throughout the Old Testament. The priests would carry the symbol of God's presence with them as they crossed over the Jordan. The people were to follow the presence of God, but at a distance. Specifically, the people had to stay 2,000 cubits behind God's presence. In biblical times, a cubit was the distance between the elbow and the tip of the middle finger. For the average person, this measured just under 2 feet. Scholars tell us that 2,000 cubits were roughly 1,000 yards. The people must stay behind the Ark of the Covenant and follow God from a distance of 10 football fields. Stephen Lennox describes the reason for this great distance in his commentary on Joshua. "No closer than half a mile from God's presence, As with so many other passages in Scripture, this tiny detail reveals much. By requiring the distance between the ark and the Israelites, God reinforced the truth that while he was wholly other, even dangerously so, he willingly comes near for the good of his people. The Israelites were able to be close, within 1,000 yards, but not too close for their own good. God reveals himself even while he conceals himself. This is the paradox of knowing God, both then and now. Although too holy to approach, we can experience his blessed presence if we faithfully obey. We can know him, but only through a glass, darkly, as seen in 1 Corinthians 13:12. As Thomas Aquinas put it, the more perfectly we know God in this life, the more we understand that he surpasses all that the mind comprehends. The distance from God's presence would give his people both reverence and perspective. It would also allow them to see a miracle before they experienced one. Delays and distance can be great opportunities for developing patience, growing spiritually, and witnessing the wonderful works of our marvelous God. Questions. Why is it so difficult for you to wait? How can Psalm 46:10 encourage you in your times of waiting? Be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. How do you follow God closely while also respecting him greatly? Pray with me. Lord, remind us that even when we can't see you, you are just ahead of us. And give us the wherewithal to follow you wherever we go. But above all, teach us patience, so that in the seeming delays of life, we can seek you and grow closer to you, even in those moments. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.